Thank you, Dr. Sandhya, for your kind information, for which I am not used to it, but really. Today's topic is dental treatment in the dental section of TFR. Since doing my accident in 2001, where I was able to walk without the help of walking stick, Dr. Falivetta called me at his clinic and he asked me, what are your future plans? So I told him, basically I was interested in oral cancer research work. I wanted to continue the work in the TF also. But he told me that don't think of research, think of clinical work. And he advised me to think of dental implant. And he introduced me to Dr. Raju Narvekar, who practices at Warden Road. And I used to go to Dr. Raju's clinic to get familiar with the implant. I used to work as an observer in his clinic. Then I developed my interest in the dental implant section, and I started attending the oral implantology cancer conferences. And then, till after 2003, I used to give my report to the chairperson, and I was asking for to start the dental treatment in that section. But fortunately, I don't know, but nobody was interested in this topic. Then during ANSA's interview for his promotion, I prepared a PowerPoint presentation, and Professor S.K. Ghosh was very impressed with that work presentation, and he called me next day and asked me, what is your budget plan for implant? I told him, I need only 5 lakhs, I can start the implant for He started, he immediately gave me permission, but meanwhile he went to Pune, and he, Professor Yadav took genuine interest in this particular dental section and the dental implant facility. Because of his initiative, we are getting all these facilities. Then I started few cases in the section, which I would like to present you. See, before going to implant section, I would like to get familiar with this anatomy of the tooth structure. See, basically, we are concerned with the maxilla, upper bone, See, basically we are concerned with this. This upper maxillary sinus, which is very important for the dental point of view, and in the lower jaw, this mandibular nerve, which comes through the mandibular foramen here, and which is just 1 centimeter above the occlusal level of this lower mandible teeth. And it comes out of this lower premolar here as a through mandible foramen. Because see, these teeth are, upper teeth and lower teeth are, before going to the implant process, I would like you to get familiar with the anatomy of the tooth. See, the the upper portion, which is called as crown, which is visible in the oral cavity of the tooth, but the root portion, which is situated in the bone, and the bone proper is called as alveolar bone. And this root portion, this periodontal ligament, always has the bone osteoblast. It's a bone forming cells. Because of that, remodeling of the bone is possible. And once the root is removed, the bone forming cells also removed with the root surface, and the bone formation stops. And because of that, see, what is the anatomy of, see, consider of missing teeth. If the teeth is lost, the main thing is beauty of your space is gone. Beauty of your, the smile is gone, the beauty of the space is gone. Even if you are, see, even if you wear plenty of jewelries, this beauty is not there on your face if the teeth are removed. So that's the importance of the teeth, but we don't understand it properly till we lose the teeth. The second important issue is chewing of purpose. If this person is for the staff members of the team, see, he doesn't have upper teeth, but he has lower all teeth, but he is not able to chew. How can he chew without any teeth? So I gave him a denture and he was able to chew it properly. We as a common people, we know only aesthetic and the chewing purpose or function of speech. But as a doctor, we are very interested in this biological factor. And after removing of the tooth, the reduction of the alveolar bone starts. Because see, the allowed process is long, the proper bone loss is there. Because of this, there is shifting of teeth also. See, there is always physiological eruption. I mean, the upper teeth comes down, the lower teeth goes out. Because of the occlusal forces, the teeth are there in their position only. But once the two lower teeth are removed, the upper teeth will start coming down, and at the same time, the mesial and distal teeth will start migrating towards this empty space, and that creates again the problem. Because of this, you may develop a proximal cavities in this tooth, that like proximal sulcus get cavities. And second important thing is maxillary sinus. See, because whenever you inhale the cavity in the maxillary sinus, the pressure is developed, and because of the teeth, the bone is developed. But if teeth are removed, the maxillary sinus gets expanded and the bone height is reduced. If you see the x-ray, you will be able to see it. There is tilting of the teeth also, and there is expansion of maxillary sinus, and the bone height is reduced very little. See, maxillary sinus, if the upper molars, this is premolar only, upper all molars are reduced, and because of this, there is increase in this maxillary sinus and reduction in the bone size. Even this also I can show you. How implant is placed in this tooth? If bone can, grafting can be done, implant is placed and we can give the proper tooth. See, in the rest, the same thing happens. See, this is very visible. After removal of the teeth, the ridge is reduced to very thin ridge and the upper center is coming down. Same in the molar also, the tooth is coming down. There is migration of the teeth mesially and distally, and the ridge is reduced.
Why does that happen?
The tooth, the root surface of the tooth, it contains peroneal ligament, and in the peroneal ligament, the bone forming cells are always there, and those bone forming cells, under the pressure, they are stimulated, and bone formation is a continuous process. Once the tooth is removed, along with the root surface, the peroneal ligament and the bone forming cells are removed, and the bone reduction starts. There is no forces also, occlusal forces are not there. So that's the reason only we get the reduction of the ridge. And I will show you how the mandible is getting changed. With loss of teeth, how the mandible pattern is changed in ages, and the facial appearance also changes. And because of this, we want, see why we need to replace the teeth. So basically, the main function is aesthetic and smile. The next function is functional as speech, so particular words stand. They are called as dantavya. For this, for proper pronunciation of these words, we have to have teeth in the mouth. Otherwise, you won't be able to pronounce these particular letters particularly. And second thing, most important for as a dentist, we need this maxillary sinus expansion prevention and reduction of the alveolar ridge. That's why we have to replace the teeth. There are methods up till now we used to use removable partial dentures or fixed partial dentures and dental implants. See, I will show you this presentation as what exactly removable partial denture is. This fixed partial dentures, all adjacent two teeth are grounded and the bridge is cemented in the place. And the dental implants. If the tooth is missing, we can put the implant in the bone and abutment is inserted with this screw, and above that the crown is cemented. But in reality in India, nobody is giving a fixed price. Ideally, we are supposed to give cast partial denture, but in India nobody is doing it. Whatever we are giving as a partial denture, it's just a retention, we call it as retentive plate. That is not at all a clear, scientifically proved partial denture. But in India, nobody is doing it, but we have to give you because nobody afford fixed denture also and implanted. So that's why we are giving this retentive dentures. Which one?
Go back.
Huh?
Are you doing this kind of procedure? What is showing the figure, or
you are
not doing?
Yeah, see, we are doing implants and we are doing removal dentures. We are not doing cast partial dentures here.
And these are partial dentures, what you have shown here.
Huh?
What you have shown here are implants.
Huh, no. This is partial. Yeah. This is cast partial dentures. Ideally, we are not taught in our college also. For BDS level, we are not taught, it's special MDS level only. And this bridge, then implants. Yeah, but there are some drawbacks of, see, if removal dentures, there is no retention stability in the denture. So we have to take care of the denture, because once, last week only one patient of mine, he has upper central incisor, which was given a partial, he came out while laughing only, it came out. So he came the next day, doctor, I went to an immediate denture only, and I gave him. And second thing, the hygiene factor is very important. See, we can't do proper hygiene in the partial denture specimen, and the maintenance is social. When you go to somebody else's house, and we are supposed to keep the dentures at night, out of the mouth, and it is not possible for every person to remove the denture whenever you go out of your own person. And some people, I have seen only one patient in TFR who was allergic to acrylic denture. So then, see, can you see, sir, this redness in this palate, this particular area? It is allergic manifestation of the acrylic denture. So I remove all his, I prefer to give her dentures all over the teeth. Second thing, fixed partial denture. Second option is fixed fracture, but for this we have to grind two natural teeth to support the missing teeth, which are called as ponding. But after a few months, you see just inflammatory changes are seen below the gums, and then which will produce the reduction of this reduction of this ridge. See, and one. The bridge, I gave the bridge to this patient, but after 3-4 years, the bridge is almost static, but the gum tissue resides after a few years, and then it becomes very difficult to maintain this. Whenever the patient smiles, it looks very ugly. That's why we can't go for bridge also. Then this last option is implant. Yeah. See, implant is it's a titanium screw placed in the bone to support the artificial tooth. Implant can be used to replace one single missing tooth, or it can be used as a supporting to create bridge also. See, in this case, we have placed only two implants to replace four missing teeth. Or implants can be given as implant supported denture to support the denture. For upper teeth, we use 6 implants because the maxillary is very spongy bone. In the lower teeth, we give only 4 implants. That is sufficient to support the implant supported dentures. Oh, again, this thing. So you can just give the proper smile with 2 other implants and give a bridge to replace the smile. What is probably implants? See, implant contains basic this particular part which goes inside the bone, and the abutment is attached to the implant portion with the help of abutment screw, and above that a crown is cemented. Either the crown is metal fused to ceramic or full ceramic crown, and that can be cemented with a cement, or it can be screw written depending upon the height of this ridge. What is the similarity between this tooth and difference between natural tooth and implant? See, implant, it mimics the natural root, except that there is no periodontal. The natural tooth is having periodontal ligaments surrounding the root surface, but in case of implant, there is no periodontal ligament. Otherwise, it holds the bone very nicely, and the natural tooth contains pearl tissue. Instead of that, the implant contains abutment. Above that, this crown is given. What is the implant process? Generally, implant process is done in two stages. First, the implant is inserted into the bone, and 3 months are allowed to OC. The bone integrates with the implant. That is called OC integration. After 3 months, we can go for the prosthesis. The implant is inserted into the bone, and after 3 months, we just insert the implant abutment into the implant surface, and above that, we give a crown. No, but see, implant doesn't have any pyramidal ligament, I do agree. But because of ocular forces, whatever bone is there, it is there. It remains as long as the ocular forces are going to be there. But if you give improper ocular forces, then there is a resorption of the bone, and that bone is not formed. And it might lead to failure of the implant also. So before placing the implant, we have to plan the ocular forces, and then we have to place the implant properly.
So you showed this other example where you have two implants, right? And you have a row of teeth in front of them, right? So you have forces at the points of the implant, but not in the rest of the place. So then would there be partial erosion of the bone underneath?
That's for the reason I don't like to give this type of dentures. In implant supported bridge, I won't like to give. Better you, either you give a bridge or don't give. Better you put three implants if you need to give. I don't believe in that type of, but before, I mean, a few dentists are practicing that type of practice also. That's why I've shown you. See, before going to the implant process, whenever the patient comes, we do all clinical examinations. See, we do the either what are the position of the teeth, of the periodontal ligaments, the ocular forces are checked, and the erosion of the patterns. And then we ask the patient to go for blood test. And for, because the diabetes patients are not supposed to go for implants, because there is some resistance around the tooth structure, and that may cause bone loss. And second, we take study models to see, basically you come for teeth, not for implant, and you want the best teeth in your mouth. So before that, we just set up the teeth in prop model, and then we just decide where the implant position should be. See, it is always in the center of the tooth, so we place the implant accordingly. And for that, we need CBCT X-rays. This cone beam component tomography, that is three-dimensional X-ray. See, this generally it is told that the distance between natural tooth and implant should be 1.5 mm to 2 mm, and the distance between two implants should be 3 mm. But there is no device which will guide us properly. So I got it made in our workshop only, and then we are using this as a surgical stent to do the surgical processes. See, CBCT will show you all these factors. The mandible inferior alveolar nerve goes into the position of the inferior alveolar nerve, and accordingly we have to plan this. See, whenever the CBCT is taken, the doctor will give you the exact width of the bone and where the implant should be positioned. Generally, we are supposed to place 2 mm above the inferior alveolar nerve, and 2 mm should be there, this bone should be surrounding the implants. As for the bone size, we have to select the implants. For this patient, I would like to show. This patient came to me just for missing tooth. Generally, if I would not have gone for implant, I would have gone for a bridge. And if that was the worst treatment for this patient. See, if you place a bridge, the ocular forces would have gone to this level only. And after 1 or 2 years, I have to remove all these two teeth. Because of wrong ocular forces, there would have been the bone loss, and then the tooth there will be a mobility of the teeth. So I asked the patient to take CBCT, and I was not happy. Even there is no sufficient bone to place the implant also, because two teeth are migrated like this. There is almost 3 to 3.5 mm bone is there. So ask the patient to go for ortho treatment. At the age of 40, 45, it's very difficult. But the orthodontist in the BRC hospital, she told me that I will manage. Because the bone was very spongy. And I am, this patient is undergoing this ortho treatment. I will make the teeth upright and then I will go for the implant surgery. Surgical, I will show one case. See, here, in this case, lower right 6 was missing. So I have started surgical treatment. It's bone drills. This is surgical osteotomy. We prepare a hole in the bone and then we place the implant. See, this is called as implant head. The implant is already into the bone. If we are not satisfied with the position of the bone implant, then we can use the hand ratchet. This is called hand ratchet. We can just twist, keep the head here and we can twist the implant with the hand ratchet to get final position. See, this is the final position. What we are using, generally, there are two types of implants. Either you can put just above the, at the level of crestal bone, or you can go for crestal level. This what system we are using, it's an anchor system. And for this, we have to go slightly below the crestal bone. And once we are satisfied with the stability of the implant, we can put the gingival formal at the same time. This, before putting the gingival formal, we remove this cover screw, which is almost inserted in the implant surface. So we remove the cover screw and then we place the gingival formal. This is called a gingival formal. To get the proper gingival shape of this tooth, the gingival formal is placed and surgical sutures are given. See, this is the final position of this teeth. Gingival formal, the implant is within the bone. See, it's below the crestal level and we have placed the gingival formal also so that you will get proper shape of the gum tissues. And after 3 months, it gives below the 3 months, it's buccolingual, see buccal side, this is lingual side. Buccolingual also, there is sufficient bone to support the implant surface. Yeah, this is surgical procedure. I will show you why we are doing it. See, in TF also, we are taking too much care to give us to prevent surgical infection control. So we wrap the patient with almost solid, which is autoclave. We cover his head mask also. All our staff members are supposed to wear the apron and the head mask also, do assistance, and surgical gloves are given. After 3 months, we remove this gingival former and put this this abutment into this gingiva, into the implant, and then above that we can put, this is not a, see, we in our lab we give either metal fused to ceramic crown or full ceramic crown. This is metal fused to ceramic crown. For that we just check the metal, the fitting of the metal. If the fitting of the metal is proper, then we can build up a ceramic on this in the lab. And then the crown is cemented on this tooth. See.
That gap fits just by pressure. How
does
it connect to the?
Yeah, we cement it with the cement, or we it depends. We can screw it also. Use the screw only.
What kind of cement is it?
It's zinc oxide or glass iron cement.
What?
Glass iron number cement. See, this is the final position of the tooth without damaging the adjacent tooth. We are given a proper anatomy and the proper shape also. If you see the buccal surface, just see the gingival texture of this. It's like natural tooth only. See this particular thing, gingival emergence profile, it's very nicely built up. And that's the beauty of the implant dentistry. See what basic instrument required for this. This is a piezotome, which is required for the maxillary sinus lift. These are piezotome drills. And these are hand instruments which are used to reflect the maxillary sinus membrane. And the basic surgical, these are the common surgical. This is called as physio dispenser. This normal saline is used to cool as a coolant, and this is a handpiece of this piezo dispenser. And surgical kit, it comes with whatever company, if we are buying the anchor system, they have their own surgical kit. If you go for biohazard, they have their own surgical kit. As for the implant design, they have designed the surgical kit also. And this is bone condenser. See, all in a few cases we have to use bone condenser. We can't drill the bone because in upper case, in upper maxilla, the bone is very spongy. In this, in such situation, we cannot use all drilled. Yeah, I will show one surgical case. See, we have reflected the gum tissue, and this with the round bone, we just mark the exact location of the implant place. Then we go ahead with the surgical drills. It's 2.5 mm, 3.5 mm. See, this is a final osteotomy. Once we are confirmed with the final osteotomy, we can put the implant with the help of this hand drills. See, this is the final position of the implant, and then tooth restoration. Yeah.
So are you threading the bone in order to screw in the implant? Is that what you do?
No, we have to drill the bone.
Yeah.
And once we get proper size, then we just thread the implant. This implant is designed like that only. So when you move the motor, and the motor speed should be around 35 to 40 RPM only, and the torque should be 50 Newton per square meter.
So is the implant
self-threading
into the bone?
Yeah, it is self-threading. It depends upon the design of the implant. That's why they charge different. They charge differently. So, well, if the, see, after 3 months, we just remove the internal screw of this thing, implant, and put an impression post, and take the impression. And this impression is again, this implant analog is placed in the model, and model is poor, and gingival mask is also applied to give proper gingival orientation of this. And the model is poor, and the crown is again, this is crown is placed on this one. Why I am showing this case also, see, this is implant supported crown, and I will show this tooth, which was built up by me, this was this original position. All tooth structure was lost. I did a root canal treatment in this tooth. I gave a root post. I cemented two root posts in the canals and built up the crown with the light cure composite resin. This is the final position. I will show the OPG X-ray. It shows the one side is implant, and this side is root canal treated with root post cemented crown. I will at least for 5 to 10 years it should give proper service. I will compare this natural tooth with the implant only. Just for my personal interest, I am doing all these things. Yeah. It's not that always easy to prepare a hole in the bone and do this thing. See, sometimes in few cases we have to do maxillary sinus lift. If the bone is not sufficient to hold the implant, we do all this maxillary sinus lift. It's a video only. It's a lateral sinus window approach. The lateral window is prepared in the bone, in the maxillary sinus. We remove the maxillary window and then place the bone inside the maxillary sinus. And before that, we are lifting the maxillary sinus membrane. Just see the breathing. With the breathing, the magnetic sinus will blow, let's see how it's blowing with each breath. That means I have not perforated the membrane. That is a sign of, we are not supposed to perforate the membrane. And the advantage of this physiotomic surgery is that we do not damage the soft tissue. I am placing the implant at the same time after doing the magnetic sinus lift. The bone is mixed with this normal saline, and with these syringes we can, I am drilling it for the placement of implant. It takes around 1.5 hours to do the surgery and 3 months for the osteotomy process. After 3 months we can go for crown place, and it takes around 15 days to prepare the crown.
And for the patient
have a sedation? For this, we give local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this to cover this bone window, we put this collagen membrane. Because to avoid the gingival growth, we keep some membrane in the bone. The membrane is cut as per our need, and it is kept in the bone, in the soft tissue only. It's a resorbable membrane. Generally, it is advisable, but in few practices, they are giving you immediate dentures. I mean, immediate implant also and immediate dental, crown also. But they keep one venom down the ocular surface. We are not supposed to give ocular load. Because otherwise, the implant will have, it won't have proper osteointegration. It will have fiber union. I don't learn to that. And this costs almost 1,50,000. If you go to private practitioner, this project costs you 1,50,000. And we have done almost 4 patients in our clinic only. $50,000 they charge outside in private clinic.
Simple implant is around
40 to 50,000 per the company and crown process.
So when you do here, how much expenditure?
See, it's a cost only bone. We bought it from generally we buy it from TMH. It costs around 3,000 rupees, and the implant cost we have already bought it. And the surgical suture is not cost. I don't think it's very costly, but the time period is very important. It takes around 2 hours to do the surgery. See? Once the implant is done, after 3 months, we open this. See, once you remove the gingiva, it is proper, the gingiva takes its proper shape, and you can see the implant also. We remove the cover screw within the implant and go for, see, we place the impression post within the implant and take impression of this particular position and send it to the lab. After, if for within the lab, we prepare a crown on this thing. Then we cement the, with the help of the screw, we put the abutment in the implant, and above that abutment, we cement the crown. See, this is a final restoration. Without damaging the adjacent tooth, we can put a single crown. See the buccal view also. Proper gingival emergence, that is very important for me. I would like to see, this is TFI invention. Generally, we are doing with machine only. All osteotomy done is done with the help of machine only. But I don't know why I did, because see this patient, when I saw the CBCT X-ray, I found very spongy bone in this particular situation. So I decided to go with the osteotomy only, without any drill. I have done the osteotomy, and I explained Dr. Turner's suggestion. This is for the first time anybody has tried. And this patient, see, I did with all osteotomy, I have done the osteotomy. And even just see, I have placed the implant also with the help finger pressure only. I have not used any machine force. And this is the final position of the implant. I have sutured it, and I am waiting for 3 months, and then I will give a crown on this tooth. This is, see. I have shown this osteotomy. I'm just final position of the sutures are given, and I will wait. I'm waiting for this. This is the final position of the implant. It's properly placed within the bone and just subcrystal. And I don't know why every time, I don't think implant is the basic need. Every time they are in private clinic, if you go, they will advise to go for extraction and go for implant only. But see, I have done this. This is interstitial reimplantation, and this is for the second time I have done in TFR. In 2000, I did one for Mrs. One clerk from this Eastern section, and she has gone to UK, I think. And when she showed to the UK dental surgeon, he was quite surprised. Because, see, in this case, we remove the tooth. We do the root canal treatment outside the oral cavity. And again, I insert the tooth within the socket. And it should run within 30 minutes only. If you, because till then, see, the vitality of the periodontal enamel lasts for up to 30 minutes. If you remove the tooth and place within 30 minutes within the in the socket, the body accepts. And see, after 3 months, the root was totally within the socket and it is firm. So why I have done it? Because there are some fibrous growth in the mid structure of this, in the root surface of the tooth. So I remove the tooth, I remove the fibroma of this root surface, and again we inserted the root in the tooth in the socket, and to get stability of the inserted tooth, I have ligated with the surgical wires, and after 3 months I have removed the wires, and the bone is, the tooth is still in the mouth. See, I will show few cases where this patient came to me with fracture anterior tooth and missing upper layer. See, he had a fracture central incisor, and the latter was missing. So what I did, I prepared a root canal, I prepared the root royal force in the lab and cemented it in the mouth. This is a metal triangle. After that we built up the bridge with the ceramic crown, and we are going this bridge. And in this case, lower, see, the roof, there is no enough two structure also, but we have developed, we have created, fabricated a dwell post within lab. It is cemented in the crown, and above that we can give a metal fused ceramic crown, and it will last at least for 15 years. See, this patient, actually he came to me on Tuesday and asked me, "Doctor, what can I do?" So I told him that you come tomorrow, I will do the root canal. But he didn't get time, so he went to a private practitioner on Friday, and that doctor told him that we have to extract the tooth. Luckily, he was my friend only from Tiabar. He phoned me, "Doctor, what can I do? Don't extract the tooth. Come to me on Monday, I will do it, and I have saved this tooth." See, I did the root canal treatment. Then I inserted the root post within the root. I built up the tooth with the light cure resin and have given a crown on with it. And at least since last 5 years, this tooth is there in the mouth only. Then why we always extract the tooth and go for implant? There is no need at all. Because see, the natural tooth has the periodontal ligament, which is a bone forming tissue. And that's why I don't like to extract the tooth. I will go for root canal treatment and prevention of all these things. Sure. Can you just see the beauty of this answer's work? Can you recognize which one is natural and which one is artificial? That is a part of, see, whatever work the doctor does, it is not visible. But whatever the technician does, it is visible in the mouth. So that's why I like the answer for this particular work. Thank you. I'm grateful to my patients who always trusted me wholeheartedly and allow me to learn, invent new techniques to improve my knowledge, skill, and the dental science. Thank you.
I have few questions.
Oh, sorry.
You showed earlier that in the mouth structure there are some nerves. So, what are the drawbacks?
If you give damage inferior now, you develop the numbness. That's the only drawback.
That is for life.
It's a life drawback.
That's life.
Yeah.
And so is it the lower jaw is safer or simpler to make compared to upper jaw?
Compared to upper, I will prefer to go for upper. Because in lower case the tongue is there, and lower lip is all there. So always, and the lower jaw is always movable. So you don't get proper stability in the dentures. Generally the upper teeth are firm and there is no movement in the jaws. So I will prefer to go for complete dentures in upper jaw.
Yeah, but for the upper jaw, the sinus uplift is required and then...
Not always it is required. If you do immediate implant placement, it is not required at all. So after 6 months, see, generally after 6 months the bone loss is 50%, and then it is gradually up 20-25 like that.
Is there a problem associated with that?
We are not supposed to damage the sinus membrane. If you damage the membrane,
one is not supposed to damage, but one is not if,
Then if it does, the orohyoidal fistula is formed, and whatever soft drinks you do, it will come out through the nose and it might infect the sinus also. That is the only drawback.
Then, what is the lifetime of this teeth which is
implant supported teeth? Yeah, it's almost 20-25 years, it is reported in the literature.
Also, there's a gap when you put the teeth. There's a gap between the gum and the
That's the reason I don't prefer to go for a bridge treatment. You get this food lodgement?
The gap between the gum and the
If you give breathe, you
There is
no gap at all. The crown is cemented on the abutment root. So there is no gap at all. The implant gets embedded in the bone and it is surrounded with the natural gingiva and gum tissue. And above the abutment we cement the tooth. There is no gap at all. Maybe 0.5 to 1 millimeter.
Yeah, small gap in there.
This is covered in the natural teeth also. There is 1 to 1.5 gap between the gum tissue and the tooth. It's a natural process. Yeah, it is reported in the literature that about 20 to 25 is there.
Why it comes 25 years? What happened after that?
After that, there is no issue also.
There was a voice implant done.
It was said that in Sweden, Professor Brennemark, he was doing some research on the capillary activities of the bone. And he attached a microscope with the titanium. And he was not able to remove the ring, then it is not coming out. And then he developed this implant, dental implant. Almost, I heard in 1975, it is started.
So we have a history of since 1975?
Yeah, it's documented.
I think what he is asking is, suppose somebody gets implanted at young age, so after 25 years to change
something? Not at all. It does not. It depends on the situation of the implant and the bone condition.
Any more questions?
Thank you.
One last thing.
Ah, sir.
In the newspaper, there are people who advertise saying that okay, within same day they will put all these kind of things. Okay?
See, that is, I don't. It's a business. I don't believe in that.
But how do they advertise like that?
See, that's why we can't give occlusal forces on the implant. They keep 1 to 1.5 below the occlusion and they can give like that. It's just a partial, what is called as partial denture only. It's not occlusal. And personally, I don't believe in that type of practice. It just for it's the sake of business, they are doing all these things.
No, even someone's bones are very strong. Then still you have to give that 3 months gap.
Yeah, because 3 months gap has to give to get proper osseointegration. This that even of the tooth with the implant is implant with the bone is called osseointegration, and it takes almost 3 months to get proper. Otherwise, there will be fibro union, and which is we don't want.
No questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.